So in assigning emotions to other people, that's similar to exclaiming that someone caused our emotion. And that's just not true. This is why two people can go to a grocery store, talk to the same person, and one person may elicit irritation from that interaction, and the other person may elicit happiness from that same interaction. If that person was an irritation causer, both people would have been irritated. If that person was a happiness causer, both people would be happy. But one's happy and one's irritated. So we can't give other people the credit for our emotions. It doesn't work like that. We are responsible for our emotions. So my hot and cold, or my extreme anger, extreme love, maybe it's a triangle, extreme sadness, the extremes of all of my emotions, it's not a linear line. It's not linear. Linear is a line. It's not linear. My emotions can be all over the place. And I am the one that's doing this, not anyone else. Not anyone else. Just me. That's all me. Just me. I have caused myself a lot of emotional turmoil. That's one I'm sure several people are familiar with. The emotional turmoil. Emotional turmoil is self-inflicted. Yes, you've heard it right here, right now, real time. Emotional turmoil is self-inflicted for everything. Because we get to choose how we respond to people. We always get to choose. So we could come from a place of love and acceptance, especially self-acceptance, or we could come from the place of hate and non-acceptance. Just letting you know, the latter is the path to lots of sadness, equaling to depression. Or even anxiety. I don't think anxiety is just about things of the future. Just from feeling angst towards another person, we can feel anxiety. Anxiety about having to see them. Anxiety about them being a part of our lives somehow. depression is not only linked to the past. We could have depression about seeing ourselves as worthless, seeing others as worthless. That sounds depressing. It's not about a timeline. It's about expectations. It's about not accepting oneself or others. So it goes back to seeing people through the eyes of love and acceptance, especially oneself. And in that case, it's easy to have a happy emotion all the time. Seeing people as human. Forgetting past hurts. And no longer anticipating future hurts. Just living right here in this moment with the person. They're a new person every second. So am I. Literally. We regenerate so quickly. So our bodies are all about living in the here and now. They are physically here and now bodies. Always renewing. And remembering this is a way one can heal oneself. Oh, I'm new. Oh, I'm new again. Oh, I'm new. Oh, refreshed again. Oh, new moment. Oh, I'm clean. Oh, I'm pure. Oh, new again. New again. New again. New again. New again. New again. And over and over and over again. So if we can repeat that and take the new again, refreshed, healthy feelings into the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment, and then you get it. Then we can feel pretty good about ourselves and life and humanity. So let's all renew each moment with feeling renewed.